The plot begins to thicken in Bel Air.
I am the Whisker. I know many things, for I walk by night. I know that Foley Ford saves you money. I know many strange tales of other deals hidden in the hearts of men and women who stepped into the shadows, who didn't get the holy Foley deal. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak, overpaying for a new car. They didn't go to Foley Ford, Pennsylvania Avenue in 301.
Maryland state authorities say there was a plot to blow up the Bel Air courthouse Monday and have linked the bombing deaths of two blacks in a car explosion to the blast at the courthouse in Cambridge last night. Governor Mandel is on his way to Cambridge now to survey the damage. The governor, meanwhile, has released copies of a revolutionary poem found on the body of Ralph Featherstone, the 30-year-old black militant who was killed in an auto explosion night before last. The poem was entitled "To America" and said in part, "Dynamite is my response to your justice." Negotiators are working to beat a midnight settlement deadline in the Arlington teachers' contract dispute. If no settlement is reached by tonight, an arbitration panel will be appointed to settle that issue. School board president Anita Allen this morning called teaching in the D.C. schools one of the most difficult educational jobs in the nation and told a House district subcommittee teachers should be better paid for their efforts. A presidential commission member this morning is hearing testimony on obscenity in the district. The Reverend Morton Hill, a member of the Commission on Obscenity and Pornography, is conducting public hearings on Capitol Hill. His legislation would impose a $500 fine or 5 years imprisonment for anyone convicted of interstate commerce and pornographic material. The D.C. Public Service Commission this morning entered a new phase of debate on city telephone rates. The commissioner's staff has recommended charges be pegged to allow a 7.6% profit, nearly 11% less than the Chesapeake and Potomac Telephone Company has asked for. Another hijacking, this time a Columbia jetliner, 78 persons aboard, is on its way to Cuba. Secret Service Commission is asking Congress for authority to tighten security at the California and Florida residences used by the president. In doing so, it acknowledged that an undisclosed number of persons have managed to sneak into the San Clemente and Key Biscayne grounds while Mr. Nixon was present.
I'd appreciate a word with the homemakers in our audience. Women concerned that their families get good food to eat, real food, wholesome, nourishing, and appetizing. I'd like to remind them about Grandma's Molasses, a completely natural food. Grandma's Molasses, the old-fashioned kind that's absolutely pure. In fact, it's unsulfured. That is, without any trace of sulfur like other kinds of molasses. It's sweeter than other kinds of molasses, too. Grandma's is pure, delicious, just the way it's been made for over 100 years. Grandma's Molasses is one of the best food sources of energy and iron, two things most of us can use every day. And Grandma's sweetness tastes good, too. Its rich, mellow flavor is just so good in baking cookies and gingerbread, for example. There's nothing quite like it for breakfast, on pancakes or French toast. Look in your cookbook for dishes with molasses. Grandma's Molasses, absolutely pure. Pick up a jar today at your market.
WPGC revised weather, partly cloudy and mild today. Highs to 53, it's 50 degrees. This is Harv Moore, Pulse Beat News.